If you're just thinking about TikTok Shop or you've started it but you've not been successful with it yet, don't do live streaming. Focus on getting products viral on the platform and then bring in live streaming a bit later on, because all the traffic that comes in your live is mostly dictated by people that have seen your product. Like, the algorithm knows nothing about you until your product's had lots of exposure on the platform, and you only really get that by being viral.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the format, well, we release 5-episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or it could be a big topic like acquisition, retention, or analytics. And in each episode, we release a new one every Wednesday, I get to interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. And then, after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're picking up the TikTok and TikTok Shop thread again. We kicked off this series with live streaming, and we're back talking about live streaming again for this episode. Technically, this episode is all about creating six-figure live streams. These are the types of live streams that in the US are called mega lives, in the UK are called showcases, and how they differ from your normal lives, the daily lives, is they usually last about 12 hours. Yes, 12 hours. And they are usually supported by TikTok Shop themselves, will get involved, help you set targets, and support you in various ways. My guest Ben is going to take us through all that, but he's also going to give us some tips on doing this sort of lives with your creators. And he's also going to break down two great getting started playbooks when we get through to the insider tip section at the end. So you're in for a real treat. Ben is a font of knowledge on this, and he explains it super well too. So prepare to be inspired, possibly a little scared, but definitely to find a new growth angle for your business. Enjoy the episode. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok Shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok and TikTok Shop expert Ben Muir. Ben is the founder and CEO of Unsociable, one of the top-rated TikTok Shop partners in the UK and US. Unsociable are the only partners to have won the TikTok Shop Live Streaming Award twice and the Video Production Excellence Award. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Chloe. It's really good to see you again, and thank you very much for having me on. I'm excited to chat to you today.
Always cool to have you on the show, and congrats on all the awards. Those have all come in since the last time we chatted, which was 2023. So, or last time we chatted on this podcast anyway, which was 2023. How, apart from award winning, how have the last 2 years been helping brands navigate the world of TikTok and TikTok Shop?
I'm going to say it in a word, insane. TikTok is a crazy platform, as you could expect from all the things you see with it, and it moves at a ridiculous pace. So it's our job to keep up with that pace. So yeah, it's been a crazy couple of years since we last spoke, that's for sure. And a lot's changed as well.
It's kind of trite to say it's a journey, but it really is a journey with many twists and turns with TikTok, isn't it? What worked 6 months ago does not necessarily work today.
Yeah, and sometimes even even quicker than that, the change of pace. You just really do need to like be on the ball and constantly iterating and trying new things. Because when something works, everyone jumps on it, everyone sees it. Like with TikTok Shop, everything's so out there. So you need to be constantly innovating and trying new things and new techniques if you want to stay ahead on the platform.
But saying that, one opportunity on the platform that is consistently delivering and has been for a couple of years now is the live stream. I think we can pretty much safely say it's not going anywhere, because that human connection that comes through the long form live video is so powerful. But are you finding brands more and more are wanting to do live streams?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably the area where we get the most direct inquiries to Unsociable, is about live streaming. Brands really are interested in it. They just often don't know where to start.
It's such a foreign habit for most e-commerce brands. You know, I know a lot are reticent to do a reel for Instagram, you know, or a TikTok post on video, let alone to actually go live for several hours. Do you find that's my assumption. Do you find that's one of the biggest barriers for brands, is actually being on video for that part of time? Or do you find other things are the barriers?
It definitely is one. Apprehension and even trying to get a team that's ready and willing. Like those are difficult things, because obviously most businesses don't have anyone internally that's like a live streaming host or production. Like they're used to outsourcing these types of things if they ever do them as a one-off. Suddenly this platform called TikTok Shops come along and said, you know, if you want to be really successful, if you want to be a top brand on this, you need to have live streaming. And then businesses struggle to kind of mobilize and work out all of the different parts they need to be able to build a live streaming team, which is exactly what happened to us. Like when we first came into the space and we were looking at it, like I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. I thought, let's just try things. Our first live was in what could only be described as a broom cupboard in our old office in this tiny room. And I got this small business down. The founder of the business came down. She lived up north in Scotland. She came down to our office in Glasgow. And I'd built this kind of tiny little, honestly, a broom cupboard is the perfect way to describe it. This tiny little set. We'd put some like rows of, you know, those kind of pop-up banners that you would get for like conferences, like something like that. And it, are we allowed to swear in this podcast?
No, ideally not, but we can always bleep you.
Okay, I'll pick a different word then. It looked awful. I think you can imagine what I was going to say. It looked awful. But at the time we thought, you know, let's just try this. It was a few years ago. And we set it all up. We had her come in. She was the host. It was just me running it. And I thought, you know, this is the first live streaming setup. And it wasn't that hard. Like really, to get like the basics of it. Like now when I look back at it compared to like what we do today and what other brands do today, it's night and day. But I realized that there wasn't really that many parts to making like at least something go live, you know, before you add all the bells and whistles. So that was just like a small setup, and we made one sale. We sold this pet product, and at that moment in time, I was like, okay, if we can sell one thing with this basic setup, like what could we do if we really advance this? So,
and that's what you've been doing over the last couple of years, is advancing it, running live streams yourselves, helping clients do it. And as the title of this podcast will state, you're here to talk about not the scrappy starter live stream, but the live stream that nets you six figures. So are we talking about a live stream program that does six figures a year, or are we talking about a live stream one-off that does six figures? Let's just set the expectations.
Yes, very, very good to set the clear expectation on that one, because I know the big number can be alluring to people. When I say a six-figure live stream, I usually mean like a one-off big. It's got two terminologies, either a showcase is what they call it in the UK, or a mega live is what they call it in the US. Don't ask me why there's different names for it, but that's TikTok. So yeah, we're talking about these big one-off live events, but there's a whole process and build up to be able to get to the point in time where you can deliver something of that scale.
And you said there's a special name for the really big ones. They're either a mega live in the US or a showcase in the UK. Is that technically a different thing? You know, are we logging in somewhere different? Are we doing something technically different on the platform? Or is it just, we're just sufficiently good at this now that the money's going to come rolling in, and therefore we can call it a showcase or a mega live instead of just a stream?
It's not technically different, but there's a different strategy and approach on that type of live versus a kind of regular live. We call them like daily lives. Even if they're not run daily, it just means like your regular live streams that you would run more often. There's definitely a completely different approach, and the magnitude of planning one of these showcase or mega lives is nuts compared to what you can do in a day. Because you could, on a regular live, you could run with a very lean crew. Like you could just have a presenter and an operator and potentially a strategist if you were pushing the boat out a little bit. But you could run on a crew of three. If you're running a showcase or a mega live and you want to do it well, you're talking the minimum 9-10 people involved in the planning and on the day. When you look at like production strategy, presenters and everything, and they are their proper events or proper productions to be able to do this.
So to do one of these showcases or mega lives, if we're not doing these every week. Our dailies are happening daily or weekly, etc. But this is maybe something we're doing to launch a new season or something. Would it be that kind of positive event?
Yeah, that's one example. So you always want to have a theme to build up to. So like give people a reason that you're doing this thing. It's not just like, oh, we're just doing 12 hours worth of live streaming to sell to you. You know, people don't like that. So some examples, like we just had one for a beauty brand and it was their 7th birthday. So like 7 was the theme. Like we had 7 of their best products at a great price. And it was like a birthday party essentially for them. Other things might be like new season's a good one. New product launches is one we do quite often. P. Louise just did a big one in the UK where they launched their advent calendars, for example. That was a really strong theme. So there's lots of different things you can do, but always give people a reason to do one of these things and plan around it that way. Even if you're just starting with the concept of like, okay, I want to do a showcase live, like give your audience a reason to come and buy on the showcase live.
So this isn't something which, from the audience perspective, they wake up one morning and discover you're doing it. They'll have been told about this via previous live streams, via TikTok posts, via other channels as well in the build up to it.
Would it be helpful if I gave you a bit of a breakdown and how
it all comes to? Rather than me try and guess the process, Ben, let's do your process.
Okay.
Where do we start?
So yeah, there's a few different parts in the planning. So you're going to start with that, like what we were talking about there, where it's theming. Okay, so we've got usually, if you're working with TikTok on it, they'll set you like a target. They'll say, you know, based on previous live revenue that you've generated, we think you can do this. So we think you can do 100k, 500k if you're P. Louise, 2 million. And then from there, it's a case of working out, okay, what's the theme? What's the story we want to tell? Which is super important, right? Because we need to give people a reason to come on this live, to have fun. We want people to be excited before it and if they catch it on the day. So we're thinking about what's the story that we want to tell here. And then we want to think about what's the extra value that we can give the customer beyond just this is a live where I come and buy and sell. So there's loads of different mechanics that you can do to that. A lot of people do like prizes. So that's quite a big thing in the UK in particular, where if you come on this live, you have a chance of winning a prize if you place an order, or you have a chance of winning this prize just for being on the live. And sometimes we combine the two. So this is reasons for shoppers to come and enjoy the time on the live that is beyond just the kind of traditional buying and selling relationship that you would have. And then we like to plan in like surprises on our lives. So like, for example, on a recent live, we had like a giant product mascot that would come out at certain points of the live, and it would come and it would like dance and it would have fun with like the hosts. And it was just a bit of like fun for the audience. So just little surprises and things like that that you want to plan in when you're telling the story and make sure it all connects to the overarching narrative of the live. So like once you've got that, it's kind of like a storyboard almost. It's like, here's what we want to do. Then you're going to build out your product strategy. So obviously you're going to be live for 12 hours, which means if you've got an audience that are on for more than a couple minutes, so some people will be like quick viewers, some people will be longer viewers. You can't just say the same things over and over again. Like you need to have some variety to it. So you want to try and create different product bundles, different moments of excitement that you can give your audience that keeps them engaged throughout the day. And of course, we don't all want to buy the same things, so you need to offer that audience some variety. And the best way to do that, I would say, is with like novelty and excitement. So a common tactic for a big live like this is to create exclusive product bundles that are just happening on this live, or an exclusive deal that's just happening on this live. So like a big price drop that you wouldn't see anywhere else. Once you've got all of that, then you're thinking about, okay, I know the things that I'm bringing my audience to the live for? Like, these are all the things that I've got. So I need to tell people about it, obviously. Like, I need to market this ahead of time. So on TikTok, we call that preheat. So you're going to create this teaser content that's going to tell people bits of the live and showcase different parts of the live in advance. Definitely tell people about the theme, about the story, about why they should come on the live. And then you're going to put that content out on TikTok. And then the best brands, what they'll do is also market it multi-channel. So they'll bring some of their audience from Instagram and from their D2C email list. And maybe they'll talk to some of their influencers and ambassadors and have them post about it. You know, bring as many people on to the live as possible to have them excited and ready to buy. That's how you're going to deliver a big moment. And then on the day, it's just about executing on the plan. So I'm sure we can dig into the ins and outs of that a bit later. But that's the kind of framework. It's like, have a reason for the live to exist and a target. Think about the different reasons why you're going to bring someone on the live and how they're going to convert, and then make sure that you market that live so that you've got people signed up and ready to buy.
So many questions. Does it have to be 12 hours? That's the one people are screaming at their podcast player right now.
Yes and no. I'll go with the cheap answer here. It's more a case of, like, if you've got that big target from TikTok, what can you do to hit it? And you're going to struggle to do it in a short amount of time. Whereas if you stretch it out throughout the day, you just give yourself more opportunities to be able to hit the big target. So TikTok always advocates for doing longer lives. And they'll actually, if you're a brand and you've gotten to that scale, they'll support you. So they'll give you things like traffic, and they'll give, they'll sometimes bring their team. Like, we've got some this weekend that are going on for a massive brand. We've got the TikTok team coming to our studios to help run it with us. So if they're putting that investment in with you, you need to show the investment back to them and put it on for a longer period of time. If you wanted to do a version of it on your own without that TikTok support, it's kind of up to you. You know, you could do a really big, successful live that's 8 hours long. And we've done that in the past before, but it's just you won't get that backing from TikTok. So it's kind of up to yourself.
Got you. That makes total sense. And I think maybe some of the listeners will be going, TikTok helps? Because we're so used to a scenario, you can't even talk to Amazon, you can't talk to eBay, you can't talk to Facebook or Meta. But TikTok are very much, TikTok Shop in particular, are very much up for liaising with and helping the brands who are performing on their site, aren't they? So if someone thinks they should have that link, how do they go about creating that connection?
You mean creating the connection with TikTok, like building the relationship? Yeah, it's honestly just a case of, like, the numbers. So if you're a big brand that's invested in the channel, not even if you're a big brand, right? If you're a scaling brand that's invested in the channel and you start to get significant volume and you're doing all the things that they like to see, they'll reach out to you 100%. So if you're getting past that kind of, I think they start to take notice about the 30K revenue a month mark. That's where you get, like, an account manager. But then if you started to scale past that, and you were leaning into things like live shopping, if you're spending on ads, then they will give you more support. And then if you're getting to a certain level where, you know, you've got the potential to do like a £50,000 plus live, then they will support you with that. Not always with in-person stuff, that's for this particular brand, but they will help you with things like traffic, and they'll even subsidize some of the discounts that you would do on the live. They'll give that to what they call hypo, which is high potential sellers on the platform. So if you want to do that, you just need to kind of get the platform right, and then they'll contact you, or you can be proactive and reach out to people there that you might know.
Cool. And it strikes me, you know, if you're doing a 12-hour, that yes, there's obviously always the comparison to TV shopping, you know, when QVC has their big events and loads of stuff is going on and all the rest of it. But it also strikes me that this is a bit like running some kind of telethon, like, you know, like a Comic Relief in the UK or something, where you are filling a huge amount of airtime and you've got to have those nuggety bits of interest coming in, you know, like your mascot appearing randomly every now and then to distract the presenters, and have a full breakdown of what you're actually planning on doing for those 12 hours. Is that, you know, is it not quite entirely scripted, but it's like, you know, what should be happening at every 10 minute interval? Is that how you plan it out?
Yeah. So do you know, the funny thing is I speak to a lot of people that run big lives, and we've all been changing our methodology the past year. So we used to really like script every detail, like to a T. It'd be like, we knew every 10 minute segment. And now what a lot of people are doing, ourselves included, is like, we've got an outline for the day. So like, we know what's happening every hour, really. Like, we know what segments are happening. But the first 2 hours of the live tell us so much about what the audience wants to see, and which products are converting, that we're almost led by the audience. So yeah, we've got that outline. But in the first 2 hours, we've got that data. So we're reacting in real time to like what we've seen in the first 2 hours. And if stuff's converting really well, we're going to push it more throughout the day, because we know that the first 2 hours, we've got the warmest traffic. That's the people that we've preheated and got excited. So they're going to come on, gives a really clear indication of what they want, super high intent traffic. And then from there on in, we're thinking about how we can convert people that are more passers-by, that haven't been, they haven't been preheat basically. So once we've got a kind of clear view on what that looks like, then we can change the format of the live throughout the day while still having some moments. Like the mascot example I gave you was still planned regardless. But the actual overall structure of the live has to be fluid and reactive to the data.
Yeah, I suppose if you've got almost like your house list observing mainly for that first 2 hours, and they're buying loads of something and they're completely ignoring something else, you'd be mad as the cold traffic starts coming in as the live continues to spend half your time on the stuff they weren't buying. Because like you say, you've had that indication of actually the customers don't want this. You mentioned getting your creators and your influencers that you've been working with on TikTok Shop involved in the promotion. Would you also get them involved in the actual live as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's a pretty common tactic. I actually think we're at a really interesting intersection, Chloe, where you're seeing more like real creators, real like celeb brands and stuff start to move over to TikTok Live. Like it's come out of the kind of this niche thing that was in, and it's become more mainstream. So bringing famous faces on board can be a really good tactic for bringing new eyeballs. As you can imagine, they come with an inbuilt audience that already loves them and already wants to buy from them. So like recent examples, Nicki Minaj went live in the US, Selena Gomez went live in the US. We just did a live with Rita Ora and her brand, to kind of launch them on TikTok Shop, and Rita featured on the live and had a lot of fun with it, actually. She was doing press-ups at one point in time, so it was a bit manic.
But not there for the whole 12 hours, one would assume.
That wasn't a 12-hour one, to be fair. That was a bit shorter. I don't think we could have booked around for 12 hours. Might have been a stretch.
So have we missed anything critical that people need to know about running these mega lives and showcases?
Yeah, I think the most important part is like we've obviously talked about these, and they're really exciting. And they're amazing. Like when you pull one off and you hit a big revenue number, like we've had multiple six-figure lives in a day. Like it's a brilliant feeling for everyone involved. And it's amazing for your brand as well. Like thousands of customers with products in hand, tens if not hundreds of thousands of people have seen your brand and had like a 90 second plus at least interaction. Some people have spent the full day with you. Honestly, like the amount of exposure you can get from something like that is tremendous, but it's not easy. We're talking about like the top end. I think the thing that we probably should note is it does take time to get to that point. Like for probably most people that are listening to this, Chloe, they're not doing lives, or they're just starting out with lives, and they do need to understand, like, you can't just go straight in and do like a six-figure live. Like one beauty brand that we built up to, it took them about a year of live streaming on the platform and building up to doing like 5k lives and 10k lives, 20k lives, until they were ready and they'd done a birthday live and we'd done 218,000 in a day that day. But it was a long slog, and there was a lot of live hours in the process. There was a lot of learning. There was a lot of audience building and community building and nurturing to be able to get to the point where you're able to deliver that. So it's probably really exciting hearing the stuff that I'm talking about, and it's big moments, but you need to put the work to be able to get to that point. And it's going to take you months, if not a year or even longer, potentially, depending on the brand. We have had brands that they're already big names and they can come in and do it quick. But for most people, that's the path.
Well, and I think as you're outlining that path as well, it's you get to learn your craft you know, what setup you need, who's good on the team, how it works, how it functions, how the brand messaging comes across. You know, so you get to kind of learn the nuts and bolts of actually delivering a live. You get to learn how the products function well. You know, I wouldn't want to go live, you know, on a mega live on a showcase if I hadn't got kind of tried and tested bundle ideas in place. You know, if I didn't know what sort of price point I wanted to hit, what sort of things really helped fly. You know, you want your optimized stuff in that big showcase. You don't want to be going, well, I reckon if we put all the blue things together, it'll be fine. You know, it needs to be like no questions. We know exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it. So it's kind of all that internal learning, as well as warming up the audience and getting them there and ready for it. So it makes sense to take it slow, because there's so many factors that need to get put in place to make it successful.
That is an excellent point and something you've touched on, and a good insight for people that are listening. Like, if you are hearing this and you're like, I'd love to do a six-figure live one day, what you said there about optimizing and learning what works ahead of time, that's what you use your regular lives for. So that's what we do. Like, yeah, we want our daily lives to make money and be revenue generating and be profitable and be good exposure for the brand. All of that's there. But what's super important is learning which products are resonating, which bundles are resonating, which lines that the presenters say are converting viewers into buyers. All of that is so important, so that you can take it and you can put it on the showcase live and you can do it at this huge scale. So that's an important point to note that you've just reminded me of there, actually.
I think you were talking about it as you ran us through the process earlier on, but I thought it was just... You really don't want to rush this, everybody. That's what we're saying. Do not rush to your first showcase or mega live. Get the learning in first and it will be so much better. Anything we've failed to mention before we head to the insider tips round?
I think something that's really exciting right now, that's very much evolving, is creator lives. So there's a couple of different ways you can do live streaming. Like, you can do it as the brand, or you can work with a creator and have them live stream and have them like be an ambassador for your brand and run the live on your behalf. So we did our first showcase one of these, like we've done quite a lot of them, but we did our first like mega one of these with a creator. Her name is Stephanie Vavron, if anyone wants to check her out. She's one of the top live streamers in the UK, so she's a good example to check out if you are interested in this space, and she goes live fairly regularly. So that was like a few different brands that we had on that. But there's a real opportunity there if you want to like work with a creator and teach them on the brand and allow them to kind of mix the two, where they've got your brand's audience that's coming in because they're excited about your brand, but then they've also got that pre-built audience coming on board. There's a real good synergy there where it's a bit less lift for you. Obviously, there's a higher cost, but a bit less lift operationally for you, but a good chance to get amazing exposure and to really see like the power of live streaming without having to kind of build this whole team in-house for you. So that's a space I'm quite excited about, and we've been working on it a lot more recently, especially with some of our brands internally. So I'm just thinking, for people that really want to get to that level, but it's a lot operationally, there's a good avenue there.
I mean, I'd say if I was a live streamer, if I was a creator on TikTok, you know, running influencer activity with lots of brands on TikTok Shop, and I had the audience who wanted more from me, bringing together three or four brands I represent for a 12-hour live stream, I mean, how cool is that? I mean, fundamentally more interesting than the brands doing it themselves, because there's four different sets of product or whatever it might be. It seems like a win for everybody there.
Yeah, and it almost becomes like QVC style, where it's just like this kind of selection box, this variety box of stuff with this creator that genuinely... like loves these products. Because if you work with a good creator, they won't work with you unless they like you, you know, unless they genuinely like your brand and products. So if you can get someone that's a real brand advocate talking about your brand and products on a live for a 30-minute segment, amazing.
Very cool. Well, look, Ben, it's been brilliant finding out all about these six-figure live streams. Thank you so much. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end, because you do not want to miss out on Ben's insider tips and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And, get this, of TikTok's millions of users, one in four can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. Okay, Ben, so far we've gone deep into those juicy six-figure live streams. Now, though, you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok and TikTok Shop. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with TikTok and TikTok Shop, which, of course, does include all the things we've already been talking about. Ben, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Okay, so I'm going to give you two things here. I'm going to say, because there's two different scenarios. If you're a newbie to live streaming, but you're already viral on TikTok Shop, this advice isn't for you. So this is if you're just thinking about TikTok Shop, or you've started it, but you've not been successful with it yet, don't do live streaming. Focus on getting products viral on the platform through affiliate, and then bring in live streaming a bit later on, because all the traffic that comes in your live is mostly dictated by people that have seen your product. Like, the algorithm knows nothing about you until your product's had lots of exposure on the platform, and you only really get that by being viral. And when I say being viral, I mean being viral through creator videos that are promoting your product, and you're getting active sales through it. So I honestly, when we onboard a brand to Unsociable, a lot of them are like, I want to do live stream. And I'm like, don't do it yet. Let's wait 3 months. We'll get you viral. Then we'll bring in live streaming. That is almost always the way we go, except with a few rare exceptions that I won't get into today. The other newbie is, if you are on TikTok Shop and you are viral already, I'm going to give you the newbie advice for how to do live streaming well. So people always ask me for like specifics around this, because I know that it can be a bit vague. How many live hours do I do? Like, what should my setup be and everything like that? So if I was a brand of a decent size that's already viral on TikTok Shop, I'm at that point in time, what would I do with live streaming? I'd start with one really good host that knows my products inside and out, that is like super compelling, and I'd focus my energy and efforts on getting that person. So a lot of time it's someone internal for the brand. There's lots of freelance presenters out there as well who are really talented, and you can pay them and you can get them upskilled on your brand. Or of course you can work with an agency if you want to do that. But I'd make sure I've got that person in place first, because like a really good host can basically like sell anything, really. But if you've got a great brand and product, obviously it's going to be a good match. So I'd make sure I've got that in place. I wouldn't overly worry about advanced production when I first started out. That's what we do. Obviously we're a bit further ahead than what you'll be if you're just starting out with live streaming. So I wouldn't stress too much about that. You can go live with just a phone. Just make sure that you've got a really nice background, that you're representing your brand well, and that you've built a really good set. And then you want someone that has spent time getting to know live streaming or understanding the strategy a bit. And then once you've got those kind of areas in place, I would start going live a couple times a week for 2 or 3 hours at a time, is roughly. So we do 3 hours as standard. That's our most common live length. And that's a good length for the algorithm. People are like, oh, TikToker tell me I need to go live for this length of time. I'd say 2 hours minimum, so that you get proper learnings. The algorithm's got time to test. 3 hours is ideal. So if you can get a good presenter, go live for 3 hours. You've got someone that understands the basics and how to run it. Then you're in a good spot to be able to test live streaming. And I would do that twice a week, and I would build up with that over time. So that would be my newbie advice.
Wow, guys, that was so cool, wasn't it? So much of good stuff there from Ben. Serious playbook reveals going on there. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
So if you've started with live streaming, you've followed my newbie advice, or you've found your own way of doing things, which I'm sure a lot of people will, then the way to optimize live streaming is continuous testing. So We talked earlier about different product bundles and assortments. These things are excellent for seeing what's going to perform in the live. Because with TikTok Shop in general, you're always looking for hero products, basically stuff that just sells, stuff that people just want, that's capable of going viral. So oftentimes your hero product on the platform in general will be your hero product on the live. But that's not that sustainable because people are going to get bored of that. People are going to have bought it. They're going to own it, especially if it's like a one and done type thing. Like something that people permanently own. That's going to be really fatiguing for your viewers, and people are going to see your live stream and they're not going to stop. So you're never going to build that community or have repeat traffic. So the best way to optimize live stream performance is have different product variations, have different product bundles, have newness coming on all the time. And then in addition to that, different themes. So it's something we've been doing a lot recently, is like not just testing the promotional mechanism for the live, but like last night, for example, we had an autumn themed live that was like all kind of mocha colors. And it was just something to keep it interesting for people, to give them something new to watch. You know, it's a bit like stores, like they always need to be refreshing how they look and feel. Otherwise, people are going to get bored of coming in and seeing the same stuff all the time. So if your live streaming is starting to fatigue, or you feel like you're not going anywhere, refresh the themes, refresh the product offers, try new things, bring back old offers that have worked previously, and keep implementing those things. And you will learn yourself. You will start to see things and pick up patterns so that you can continue to keep optimizing.
Nice. Good use of the phrase keep optimizing there as well. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yes, I would 100% recommend nothing more than watching the best brand live streams on the platform. That is the easiest way to get to know the tactics. So you have agencies like ours are behind a lot of them. And we've obviously honed our craft and learned tactics over time that we're deploying regularly. If you're tuned in enough and watching these lives, you will start to pick up the nuances of what we're doing and why we're doing it, why hosts are saying particular like words and phrases. All of these things are really going to help you optimize your live stream. And if you just spend time, and it can't just be like watching for the sake of watching. I actually used to make this mistake personally, where I just kind of watch stuff, but I wouldn't really think it through. If you're super tuned in and you're actively kind of dissecting what they're doing and why they're doing it, then you will pick up a lot from that. So I think that's probably the number one way. That's definitely how I learn. I learn from my peers and then from experimentation. So you've got the best free resource out there in the world, which is access to every single TikTok live you could ever want on the platform. And there's always big brands live 24/7, 365.
So Ben, would you go and find other brands in your product niche or targeting your target customers in watching that? Or are there specific people you'd recommend we go and have a watch of?
Yeah, I think with certain categories, yeah. Like if I was, what, fashion lives are very different to beauty and most other categories, to be honest, just because of the volume of SKUs. So if I was in fashion, I'd definitely be watching the best fashion lives. But for all other categories, I would say there's a really good chance to learn from different industries. And I would just be looking at like the top sellers. So like if you look at like a Ninja Life, for example, from our studios, there's a lot to learn there that you can apply to like a beauty live. For example, there's a lot of tactics and strategy going on there that's quite insightful. So I wouldn't be confined to my category. I'd just be looking at sellers that have high traffic. So if you look in the top right, you'll see what the traffic is. And if they've got high traffic, it's probably the best indicator that this is a good quality live. And then you'll know yourself when you scroll past a live what looks good and what doesn't. So look for those things. And I wouldn't say be confined to a set industry to learn unless you're in fashion.
Very cool. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
On TikTok Shop, there's a lot of changes happening. So automation's really coming in. You'll not be surprised to hear that AI is really supporting things. So I think the AI tools that we're starting to see come through, particularly for live streaming, but for the platform in general, are so interesting. Like we use this one tool that I won't mention. But basically, you can decode the language that the presenters used that's converted. So this app will directly track that and it'll basically tell us, like, this language converted really well and this is why we think it is. I just think that there's so many developments in AI that's going to allow you to get better insight on how to do the platform better. And it's the same, there's a company called, I'll name drop this one, Unbox, that I've just launched, and it's going to give you really clear insight into creators and why their messaging's working for them. So like pattern analysis across, because you sometimes the biggest TikTok shops in the world will have 10,000, 20,000 videos a month, right? Maybe even more in some instances. So what is the patterns that are emerging through all of those pieces of content? What's the common narratives and threads that are driving it? That's an extremely difficult analysis for someone to do. But when you've got these AI tools coming through that can do it exceptionally well, because historically they haven't been able to, then it allows us to see things that we weren't able to see before. And when we know really what's driving virality on a video in general, or what's getting someone to convert in a live, what specific messaging, that's super powerful, because we can then drive it at scale and use it in different ways with different names and faces and everything behind it, knowing that there's a common thread there. So that'd be my one to watch on TikTok Shop. Once you get the basics right, look at these kind of tools that are out there and available, because they're really giving us a leg up at the moment.
Love that. Thank you so much for that, Ben. We're nearly at the end of the show though, so please let the listeners know where they can get in contact with you and your business if they want your help with TikTok Shop.
Yes, thank you, Chloe. The best way to find us, so our name's just Unsociable, but the website is weareunsociable.com. You can drop an inquiry down there, but I'm pretty friendly, so feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Ben Muir. I do post content multiple times per week about TikTok Shop. I keep everyone that follows me up to date with like the latest updates on the platform, as well as insights from us. So definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you want to ping me a message, I'm always happy to kind of have a quick chat back and forth as well.
Awesome. Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us so much clear insight. Always great to have you on. So thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow, how much cool stuff did Ben share there, and such clarity around it too. I loved how he broke down the insider tips, newbies question, to give you advice of if you're not really doing TikTok Shop yet, and if you've gone viral and you're not yet doing live streams. So important to know what stage you're at with TikTok Shop in the evolution of it all. We may just be having an episode about write that coming up very soon for you. But really cool to catch up with Ben, and so much clarity around how to put together those six-figure live streams, the mega lives if you're in the US and the showcases if you're in the UK. But of course, the majority of that advice, even if you're just starting out on live streams, is going to be hugely relevant for you. And how cool is it to know where you could get to with it all? You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our direct episode short links. That's keepopt.com/ the number of this episode. Once you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it, then go and check out our previous episode 279, just very recent, that one, where we're discussing other angles of successful TikTok live streaming, including how to keep your energy up, because being live that much a week, that much in a day, you need to be looking after yourself. So we're talking about that and some other cool live stream tactics in episode 279. That's available for you right now. And you can also find our full thread of TikTok and TikTok Shop content by scrolling up your feed, or use the short link keepopt.com/TikTok. And please tell your fellow marketers about the Keep Optimizing podcast, because we exist to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. And TikTok is such a hot topic at the moment. I know this mini masterclass we're currently doing is going to help a lot of you. So please do spread the word. Have a great week. Make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.